devoted to the Isle of Wight. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
You're listening to the Tuesday afternoon show here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our second guest in for the day.
We have Neil in, and he's come from the West White Alpacas.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Hello. Hello, Vectis Radio.
Hello, listen. Hello, Newport, as they say. So, you're down there, it's sort of Wellow Way, isn't it?
Wellow Way. We are in the middle of nowhere, but close to everywhere, as we tell people. Only 20 minutes from the centre of Newport.
Yes, I know where you are. I've been past there many times. I've actually been in a couple of times as well. Bought some of your manure, amongst other things. But alpacas and llamas. How many have you got, and why have you got them?
We've got, I think, as it stands at the moment, 62 alpacas.
62?
62 and 18 llamas. We're bloodstock breeders. Why? Because my wife told me, having sold her business about 8 years ago at a dinner party, she said, a friend of mine said to her, "What are you going to do next, Michelle?" And she said, "I'm going to buy 4 alpacas and walk them with the public." When we went to buy them, 4 became 11, as these things do. And it's gone from there, really.
So this is a pub idea.
It was a dinner party idea.
But it's worked. I mean, that's fabulous, isn't it?
Well, what we've done is we've tried to make something out of... we've made a business out of something she was passionate about.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And actually, the further we've gone, the more fun it's become, and the more things we've found that we can do with it.
Mm. So it isn't quite as horrific as you thought it might be.
No, it's not. I mean, there's not many days off anymore. I think I had 3 days off last year.
As many as that.
Aren't I a lucky lad?
So you've got... they're all on this same piece of land out there you've got, or are they spread around a bit?
We do have a few bits of rented land that they will sometimes go off. Some of them will go off in the winter. The very important ones stay always. And they're always on the farm for birthing season. And birthing season is from now through to September, October, really.
So are you expecting a lot of new alpacas?
We are expecting a lot of new alpacas. It's llamas first, as it happens.
Okay.
First llama is due, and due is a very broad term in llamas and alpacas, but due on the 10th of April.
Oh, okay. So very soon. Very soon.
So your numbers are going to increase dramatically?
Yeah, they will increase, but we generally, we're a bloodstock breeder. I mean, the foundation of the business is bloodstock breeding of alpacas and llamas.
Right.
So we generally sell what we produce. And we had a little glitch with a health problem last year, but we're out of that one now. And, we'll be selling what we produce. We can't keep any more, really, on the site. We've also got rare breed sheep and miniature donkeys and pygmy goats and things like that that the public can come and see. So it's all about we can't have any more, really. So what we produce this year has to be sold.
All right.
So if the public come, they can actually come and touch the animals and look at them as well.
Yeah, I describe alpacas and llamas as nervously curious. Llamas are a bit more robust and a bit more interested, but they're slightly standoffish. But the public can come and walk them, and as soon as you put them on the head collar, they're a very intelligent animal. And as soon as they're on their head collar, they know that they've been caught, and their job is then to walk, and then you can interact with them better. But, I mean, we've got very greedy sheep. We've got something called a Valais black-nosed sheep, which is a very rare breed Swiss. Supposed to be the cutest sheep in the world. And the other thing about them is they're very, very friendly. They'll throw themselves at you for a handful of food, as will our goats. And we've got 2 lots of pygmy goat kids at the moment, both sets of twins, so they're less than a week old.
Well, that's excellent. So we've got lots for the public to do if they come down to your place now.
Yeah, loads to do. We've got lambs, and we're lamb feeding at the moment. We've had chicks hatching. We've got an awful lot of rare breed chickens and pheasants, and we've got chicks hatching every day. And people are enjoying holding a chick or holding the pygmy goat babies or feeding a lamb. So
you were saying just before you came on air that you've been very busy over the bank holiday weekend.
Despite the farm being very wet, when I say it's very wet, we do have huge numbers of sets of welly boots that can almost find their way around the farm now themselves. But despite that, yeah, we have been incredibly busy. But in the last couple of years, anything agricultural these days has to be diverse.
Yes.
You have to have a number of strings to your bow. And we're just a 24-acre farm with obviously other rented land.
Mm.
So we need to do lots of different things to make the whole thing work and to have an income stream throughout the year so we can keep all our staff employed. So we all also have the Llama Tree Pizzeria, which is now becoming famous locally for sourdough pizzas. That's what I was doing just before I came out to you. I was cooking pizzas. Multi-talented me.
Of course.
And we've got the yarn barn and Peruvian threads, and we've just taken on a young lady to help us run that because that's getting busier and busier. And that's our alpaca shop where we sell our own yarn, our own products, plus we're now bringing things in from Peru. So we've got things on site that my wife has been out and handpicked in Peru.
So can you eat anything else other than pizzas? I know they're prize winning, but
No, we've got an awful lot of things on our menu, and the biggie for us is for people to realise that our cafe and bistro is open for all. You don't have to pay to go around the farm to come and use the cafe and the bistro.
Right, yeah.
And we've just become licensed, so you can have a beer as well with your pizza or your pie or whatever you want.
Sold.
Or your cream tea, even. We do those as well.
Oh, we do cream tea as well, definitely.
Cream teas and Peruvian coffee. Peruvian to go
Peruvian
with our...
Peruvian coffee. Now, go on.
What's... Peruvian to go with our Peruvian alpacas.
Okay. That's fair enough. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a bit of...
Oh, what about Paddington?
Yeah.
What about Paddington? Well, of course...
he's from deepest, darkest
he
Peru.
He is from deepest, darkest Peru. And I'm sure he wore an alpaca hat.
He probably
a felt
did.
Hat.
Yes. Yeah. We'll take a bit of local music into the break and we'll come back with a bit more about the West White Alpacas and how great it is to go and visit there. You listen to the afternoon show and we still have Neil here from West White Alpacas. We've been talking food quite a lot in the afternoon.
We have, yes. And apparently they're open daytime and evenings too.
Ooh, right,
but you've got
okay.
a book.
Got a book.
You've got a book. We're open till 9:30 from Wednesday through to Saturday evenings now with our licence. And I'm an obsessive, or my wife and I are obsessives about all we do. So it's not just pizza. There are other things. Great cakes, but the pizza... specifically, it's all sourdough. We've got our own star, so which is now nearly 2 years old, and which is Charlotte, our restaurant manager, looks after. It's actually like looking after a pet in itself, looking after a sourdough starter. You can't kill it. We can't afford to kill it. It's too valuable to us. But the pizzas that we're doing now, I can almost spin them as well. I'm almost getting
almost,
that good.
Right, yeah.
Almost.
Almost. Well.
But they're all hand-stretched. It's all Neapolitan style. Mm-hmm. With the fantastic one at the moment, we've just tried putting camembert on a pizza, which, of course, the Italians would never do. But, boy, is that good.
We're not in Italy.
We're not in Italy, so we can do what we want.
We can do it our way. There's no problem at all.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that pizza actually originated in India.
Yeah, so...
Well, I suppose, if you think about it, naan bread's just like pizza, but it's peasant food. Not peasant food anymore.
No.
It's expensive.
It's very pleasant food.
It's very, very pleasant food. But, I mean, everything we do, we try and use as much local stuff as possible. So
that's always good.
Isle of Wight tomatoes. I see you've got Green Barn goat's cheese there.
Yeah.
Goat's cheese pizza is very popular, made with their cheese. And
I feel a visit coming on.
I think so, yeah.
We keep having to run round there quick because we keep running out. Because that
it's
is
not
a real...
too far, is it?
Yeah, well, it's goat's cheese and then we're using the garlic farm, garlic chutney.
Oh, right.
That goes on that pizza. And again, that's another one that's to...
It's excellent news.
I've put on 3 stones since the pizza oven went in.
Well, it's got to sample.
Got to sample.
You've got
that's
to know
true.
What you've got to know what you're selling people. Absolutely.
Now, the cost to get in, currently you're running a special offer, aren't you?
We are running it because the farm is so wet and it's been unrelenting. We're at £6 adults and £4 children. It was due to go up to £7.50 and £5 from £6.50 and £4.50, but we've not done that. We've kept it at £6 and £4. We've kept it lower than last year's prices for the time being. So it is a good time to visit. And, of course, we've got baby animals everywhere at the moment. And all the camelids, which is what llamas and alpacas are all due as of, well, any minute now, really. As we said, the first one's due on the 10th, but it could be tomorrow.
So if you're on half term, boys and girls, have a nag of your mum or dad and get them to take you down to West White Alpacas and you can see some cutest ever baby animals and have a pizza.
Yeah, and have a pizza. And if you phone up and book, there's still the opportunity of a few slots for lamb feeding. And we don't charge any extra for lamb feeding.
Okay.
But we do need people to book ahead because it is very popular.
So what time are you open from until?
We're open from 10 in the morning till 5 at night on the farm. And then obviously the bistro, Cafe Bistro, is open from 10 in the morning. And on those specific days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday evening, it's open till 9:30. Uh-huh. The rest of the time it's open till 5.
Okay. So to call you, they have to call what number?
It's the 01983 and then it's 760900. So that should be an easy one to remember.
760900 on the island code if you're using your mobile. And I've got the website up here, westwhitealpacas.co.uk.
That's the one.
All the other information you could possibly want.
Yeah, westwhitealpacas.co.uk, or the restaurant is The Llama Tree.
The Llama Tree.
The Llama Tree.
TheLlamaTree.co.uk. Okay. Don't ask me why the llama tree, other than we've got a lovely ancient olive tree and llamas. So.
Sounds like a plan to me. So when you go there, you'll say, I need to see Neil. I want him to make me a proper pizza.
Yes.
And he'll go, hello.
I will go, hello. I mean, we are a business where all the family's involved, so you will meet us.
Yeah.
But all of the, I call them all of the kids that work for us, and I should get into a lot of trouble for that. We've got a lot of fantastic staff, all under 30, just some of them. But they can all make brilliant pizzas in the cafe.
Excellent.
And, you know, they're very, very knowledgeable about the farm, and they'll drop anything. My car broke down, so Paige, our farm manager, just jumped in a truck and brought me in here, so I was in here on time.
Oh,
so they'll sort of very,
all
very easy and cooperative and that's very hard. Knowledgeable.
One more question. Can you get there by bus? You can.
You can get on the number 7 bus from Newport. It's very easy, or from Yarmouth. You just need to make sure that you get on the one that comes through Wellow.
Yeah.
And that's every other bus. So you just need to ask the bus driver, is this the one that comes through Wellow? And there's a bus stop right outside the farm.
Knowing
the bus driver, say, can you let us know when we get to the packer place? They'll probably tell you.
Absolutely. The bus drivers are very familiar, and they're very used to people getting on the buses now saying, take us the alpaca farm, please.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
So westwhitealpacas.co.uk or thellamatree.co.uk.
Yeah.
And just give us the phone number one more time.
It's 01983 760900.
That's 760900. Go and have an afternoon there. It's half term or a morning there, don't mind. Or spend the whole day. Have a lunchtime there. It doesn't matter.
People come and they end up spending most of the day with us.
That's what we need to do. Go out there. Something to do for the kids. Doesn't really matter. You don't mind your kids getting a bit muddy. I'm sure they'll have a great time.
The kids are having a great time jumping up and down in the mud. And say we've got baby pygmy goats. I think chicks to hold that hatching every day. So I think I've already said
that. What's not to like?
Absolutely.
If your children go and hold some chicks while you have a great stomach full of pizza, why not?
Yep.
Do that.
But don't put your chick on the pizza.
No, don't do that.
Don't put your chick on the pizza. And the golden rule is wash your hands before you
wash your hands with any visit to a working farm.
Absolutely.
That's very, very important. Before you even blow your nose, go and wash your hands.
Yeah.
And it works the other way around. You don't want to infect the animals or anything.
Absolutely, no.
So, thank you very much for coming in, Neil. Great to have you in.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
We will be at your place. I've got a feeling we're going to be there in the next few days.
I think we will.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.